of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From the Gospel lesson, Jesus says, I will be clean. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me begin by asking, what does it mean to be clean? Really clean. You want to be clean so you wash away the dirt and the filth and the grime so you'll feel clean, fresh, and renewed. When it comes to spiritual matters, we want to wash away the guilt, the shame, the despair, and feel refreshed and renewed. When you want to be physically clean, you wash, you bathe, and you shower your body with the earthly means of water and soap. To be spiritually cleansed from sin, death, and the power of the devil, we use the heavenly means of water and word, bread and wine and word, to be cleansed spiritually. Today, Jesus is willing to make us clean and cure us physically and spiritually. And in heaven, where there will be no more leprosy, no more blindness, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the leper will have skin like a little child. Our Lord Jesus Christ has come to renew his creation and to make us clean. So let's first of all see how Jesus cleans and cures the man with leprosy. Jesus is going from town to town, preaching and teaching and doing miracles, and a leper comes to Jesus. Leprosy was a common first century malady, and this disease is communicable, and it is horrifying. To have leprosy was a great affliction. The community had leper colonies to keep them separate from the rest of the populace because the disease could be spread. And their plight was so awful that often the lepers would lose their fingers and lose their toes even through this horrible affliction. So one comes to Jesus, and he knows who Jesus is, and he comes and implores Jesus. Getting on his knees, he says in a prayer just like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus is moved with pity at this man's faith and humility and stretches out his hand and does something very radical. Jesus touches him. You were never to touch a leper, lest you get the disease. But Jesus touched him and said, I will be clean. This is beautiful. You see, to touch a leper, you would be defiled. But Jesus is holy and pure. When he touches, he removes defilement without himself becoming defiled. And so with his touch and with his word, the leprosy left the man and he was clean. How wonderful, how magnificent for this man to be free of this. Just a word about physical cleansing and healing. Jesus didn't heal everyone. He healed many people, but he didn't heal everyone. And we have all kinds of afflictions and diseases today. Jesus is the second Adam who is coming to renew all creation. He's giving us a glimpse of what heaven will be like, and along the way he healed who he could. But in heaven, we will be completely healed. We must continue to live in this broken world, and he grants healing as he wills according to his wisdom for both body and soul, as he did for this man. If Jesus healed this man of his leprosy, how is Jesus filled with compassion for you and me? Because we are Gentiles like Naaman, the commander of Syria. The leper was a Jew. Jesus came for the Jews and healed him. But Naaman, in the Old Testament lesson, was a Syrian, a Gentile. He also had leprosy. He was a very great man under the Lord's favor. He became a great commander in Syria, and in one of their battles, they carried off a little Jewish girl as a servant, who spoke to Naaman's wife about Elisha, the man of God in Israel, that he could do something for her master. So, listening to this little girl, the witness of a little child, amazing, Naaman now goes to see first the king and then Elijah, because he'd heard that the name of the Lord God could heal him. You notice that, of course, he comes first into the capital city and he tells the king, I want someone to heal me. And the king is astonished. How am I going to heal this man? And when Naaman comes, he comes with tens of thousands of doubters, where it says that he had 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. This was a wealthy man. When he comes, he just assumes he's going to have to pay for his healing. And when he comes to the house, you notice that Elisha doesn't even come out to him, which he takes this as an insult. Elisha just sends a messenger out. Elisha doesn't want any of his gold and silver. He's there to show the power of the Lord God. Elisha himself doesn't even go out. He sends his messenger out to Naaman and says, go wash in the Jordan River seven times, and you will be cleansed. Naaman at first is scandalized by this, and he's in a rage. But then he comes to his senses when his servants say, Lord, he told you to do this. Why don't you do it? And when he washes in the Jordan River seven times, flesh becomes like the flesh of a little child. From leprosy, skin like a little child. You know what the skin of a child is like, so pure, so smooth, so beautiful. And now this grown man has skin like that. Do you see how God always uses the means of the Word to bring his life into our lives? He's not impressed gold and silver and all this wealth. He uses the word of Elisha and the water of Jordan to cleanse him. God is still in the business of doing it that way today. We in the church of God, for whom Christ has had compassion on the cross, the things that we do here do not impress the world. Some water at a font and the word that is read, sermons that are preached, bread and wine on the altar. To the world, it doesn't look like much. But when you attach it to the Word of God, it does bring healing. And it brings healing from the hand of God through those means of water and word, bread and wine and word, that comes to your heart and to your soul. We in the Church of God are like Naaman. We're mostly Gentiles, like he was a Syrian. Jesus took the leprosy, if you will, of our sin upon himself on the cross. As he hung on the cross, the punishment we deserved fell upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. He is the cure for our unrighteousness. As John said, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. In this gospel, we have a medication and a medicine from the cross. The early pastors of the church called the word and the sacraments the medicine of immortality, that through word and sacrament, God enters into our life and gives us the greatest healing of all, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, because the suffering of this world came originally because of sin. The greatest healing is being cleansed from our sins. And this is what Jesus did on the cross and in the empty tomb. When he came out, he who took the tattered rags of our sin upon himself now says, I have forgiven you and I give you my royal robe of righteousness that is placed upon you, and you are cleansed, you are set free. This is why St. Paul said in the epistle lesson that we who are in the church of God, who have been cleansed that way, whether we eat or drink, whatever we do it to the glory of God. We don't go out of our way to offend people. We please everyone in everything that we do, not seeking our own advantage, but seeking the advantage of someone else, that they may be saved. Imitate Paul and the apostles, and especially imitate Christ. Because of that cleansing, and the reality of that cleansing for body and soul in Christ, how do we spread the good news today and freely talk about Jesus Christ to people everywhere? A word about Jesus' word to the leper. If we're supposed to tell the whole world, why did Jesus tell the leper, "Don't tell anyone"? This is why. He sternly ordered the leper to not tell anyone what had just happened, but go up to the temple, show himself to the priest, offer your sacrifice for cleansing, and then get the proof written as Moses commanded for your healing. What he was supposed to do before he came back in the general populace was to go up to the temple. The temple priest, like a doctor, would check him out and then give him a certificate that he was now able to go back among the people. He was clean from his leprosy. The man doesn't listen to Jesus. He's so overcome by his healing, as you and I would have been, that everywhere he went, he talked freely about what Jesus had done for him. And Jesus could no longer openly go to towns because people were looking for a big show. They were looking for only physical healing, and it made Jesus' life more difficult for the remainder of his ministry. You see, because Jesus' real work was this. He came as the second Adam, seed of the woman promised to Adam and Eve, to live obediently, actively in our place and keeping the law perfectly, dying obediently and passively in our place. The Lamb of God without blemish dies for us upon the cross. And through that suffering, through that crucifixion, through that resurrection and ascension to the right hand of God, 24/7, he is our intercessor at the right hand of God, our Savior and our High Priest, who always intercedes for us as his children. This is the real work of Jesus. And, of course, this had not yet happened when he healed the leper, but it has happened now. And so Jesus told us that we are to go out and talk freely and spread the good news in all the world. The reason why we are here, the reason why we invest our time, talent, and treasure in Sunday school classes, in Bible classes, in vacation Bible school, in our school and child care, in our campus ministry, and English as a second language, is we are trying to do exactly what Jesus said. Go tell the entire world the good news, people of all races, of all nationalities, of all ages, about the love of Jesus Christ. In conclusion, the curing and the cleansing that we receive from Jesus does indeed affect our body, our temporal needs, and the soul. Bring all of your needs to Jesus. Cleansing and curing of body and soul, he wants to hear your requests. We rejoice today that Jesus still uses the means of water and word to touch our lives, that he does give us physical cleansing according to his will and has provided for us medicine and doctors and surgeons and nurses. And he gives us spiritual cleansing, the medicine of immortality as pastors and teachers and Sunday school teachers and parents in their families share the word of Christ Jesus. He does give a cleansing to us in body and soul, and when we are in heaven, we will be complete, as I said before, completely cleansed. All of us will have skin like a little baby, and the blind will see, and the deaf will hear, and the lepers will be cleansed, and the lame will walk, and we will ever rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ, who says to us today, "Be clean." Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.